It's Deprogrammed. My name is Justin, and I'm we'll call myself a host. I don't like that word. But today, you're going to like this show because we're talking about the Butthole Surfers. We're going to be surfing some buttholes. But first, let me tell you this. Hey, you go to patreon.com/ohhijustin. For $1 a month, you get this show 3 full days early. You also get the Oh Hi Justin pod a full week early. You also get hashtag WrestlePals right to your inbox. You also get whatever these ghouls demos I'm working on straight to your inbox. You also get whatever covers I'm doing. I'm less excited about that, but I am excited to be recording. You also get whatever crazy ideas I come up with. Hopefully there's going to be a radio station eventually. Like I don't know. I'm behind schedule on that. Also, perhaps the return of YMS. There's also a project I'm working on with Jenny Zell that will be in the new year. Very excited about that. Today we're talking Butthole Surfers. And let me introduce my panel on the Skype live from Florida. Peter Gardner joining us.
Hi, everyone.
And for the first time since the bloodiest battle in the history of Deprogrammed, my brother, Rob Keith, joining us.
What up?
So I want to quickly talk about this, like, because it's commonly known as the bloodiest version of Deprogrammed when we did Beck. Okay. Have you changed your game plan since then?
I pretty much had to because I came with a bunch of oddball shit. The other guy came with a bunch of bullshit hit shit, and it kind of sabotaged your show, which I did not mean to do.
No, I know you didn't, and we've discussed this before. Like the problem with the show at that time. And I'm sorry we're getting into this, but like I said, this is the first time he's done the show since then. So even though there's been a couple acts that you probably would have done.
Oh, yeah. Ween's my favorite band. I would have easily done that.
Yeah. But I didn't know what the show was when we did Beck. I still wasn't sure of what it was. So it's a completely different show. But I will say this, and I rarely do this, but since Rob hasn't been back since that one time, I don't know where your tastes are, like as far as songs are going to go, but like Peter and Rob have very similar tastes in at least bands. So I'm very interested to see where this comes out. Now, Peter, I'm throwing this to you first. You saw Butthole Surfers on there and you raised your hand and you're like, yeah, let me get on here. So talk to me about Butthole Surfers.
I think any kid who grew up in the 90s who liked rock music watched Beavis and Butthead.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And that was my first exposure to the Butthole Surfers because they seemed tailor-made for that show.
Yeah.
And I had the exact same reactions as they did. I was like, holy shit, this is cool. This is awesome. And I dove deeper into their work and I was like, wow, these guys do some weird shit and I like it.
Rob, you want to expound on that?
Yeah, it's like, it is, it's very weird. That's a great way to put it. It's very, especially their older stuff, it's very drug-induced. It's very mm-hmm. acid-y. It bends, it warps, it distorts. It's freaking awesome.
So the Butthole Surfers for me, like, you know, I hate being that guy, but that's my role on the show, is to be that guy.
Yeah.
So Pepper's what brought me in.
Okay.
So Electric Larryland was my introduction. So eventually, you and I had a discussion many, many years ago, Rob,
yeah,
about Butthole Surfers, and he's like, well, I mean, if you like Electric Larryland, you should check these out, and yeah, you burned me a copy of Independent Worm Saloon, Locust Abortion Technician,
yes,
and eventually ATA,
did
after
you ever
the astronaut.
Find that? Yeah.
I haven't dug it up yet, but I very vaguely, or I very, very distinctly remember the disc.
Even though I totally agree with Peter, right?
Mm-hmm.
I totally agree. Beavis and Butthead was my first exposure. But what got me into it, I used to babysit for this guy named Eric. You remember Eric?
Yes.
And he started singing lyrics off of Revolution Part 2 and other songs I PO'd. And I was like, that is fucking crazy. And I was like, I got to get this album. So around about 17 and a half, 18 years ago, I got PO'd. That's where I broke my teeth. A weird fucking album to break your teeth.
Yeah.
And it blew my mind. I just went from there and gobbled up the rest.
Yeah. Well, and you're a completionist.
Oh, always, always. Yeah. I'm obsessive compulsive like nothing.
So
I got after the astronaut. Maybe 1 out of 100 Butthole Surfers fans actually have that.
So, all right. Let's actually. You know what? I want to dive because we had to contain what we brought into the discussion here a little bit because They have a very expansive catalog.
Fuck yeah. I mean, hell yeah, they do.
Fuck yeah is appropriate. That's okay. Fine. If that's how you felt, say fuck yeah. not that you were, because initially you had said we need it all.
Yeah, of course. But that's my second favorite band. So there's not a bad Butthole Surfers album.
And
I have a hierarchy of them, right. But there's not one that's absolutely bad. Even my favorite band, Ween, has ones that's only decent. And the rest of their catalogs are perfect. But, it's amazing. I love everything Butthole Surfers. The early EPs, which I don't count because they're not albums. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of a dick like that. I could give or take on those. But the actual full-length LPs, love them. All of them.
So, this may be the first time where we made the cuts after I had already listened to all the albums. Because I even listened because... we hadn't discussed what was coming into the conversation. I even listened to Humpty Dumpty LSD. Like, I listened to everything.
Yeah, there's a couple. That's a compilation. There's a couple cut and paste off that. I love the version of Jimmy that's called Day of Dying Alive on Humpty Dumpty LSD, which is just another version of Jimmy from Hairway to Steven. But other than that, not much stands out that I really love.
So now, you revealed to me, Peter, that something from Hairway to Steven is coming into play.
That's fine with me.
But, You were shocked that Hairway to Steven was getting left out. Was it because that one song, or was it because you really thought that it should have been included?
Well, I think it's a strong album. I just thought it was weird that that album is just kind of in the middle of the albums that we chose. And I was like, well, how come that one got cut out? Like,
well, I mean... I don't know. Like, as I was looking at stuff, like, what I pulled from the albums definitely weighed. So, like, if I pulled a lot from it, I was like, okay, well, this clearly needs to be in the conversation. If I didn't pull a lot from it, I was like, well, this can probably get left out. I'm just putting my thought process out there. And then I weighed it against Rob. Like, I was like, well, what about this? And he was like, you know what? Yeah, we probably can get everything we need from those albums.
I mean, to me, I love that album, but there's only three... that'd be possible picks and only one surefire pick for me, so I didn't mind getting rid of that album.
Right. And, I mean, again, the rules are there are no rules, so technically speaking, you can play outside our parameters. It's just you're running the risk. So, full disclosure, I have to do this because this is the kind of person I am. Rob and I did have a pregame discussion because, and the...
That was our little secret.
No, I mean, we didn't delve in, we didn't just go, list for list, but he wanted to rein himself in.
Because I didn't want to be a little bitch this time.
Exactly. So it was for the benefit of the conversation, but I also feel like I had to put that out there because that's the kind of guy I am. I hope that doesn't make you feel some kind of way there, Peter.
No, I'm good.
So the name of the game is Deprogrammed. And if you're not familiar with the show, first of all, come on, man, like... I don't know. I guarantee we've talked about a band that you like. I 100% guarantee we have. You can subscribe on the Spotify wherever you want. Give a listen, and hit that subscribe button immediately so you don't miss another episode starting from here. But what we do is the three panel members in this case, we have each gone through a selected area of the Butthole Surfers discography, and we've each pulled out 20 songs. In my case, it's 21, and I'll tell you why when we get there, because we will. And we're going to mash these lists up against each other, and we're going to try to figure out the top 10 songs to bounce off you as a starter kit for Butthole Surfers. Now, before we actually get into gameplay, I want to talk about this because I put this out here that Rob and I bounced a couple ideas off of each other. I want to talk to you about making your list this time, Rob. Was it difficult pulling out your 20 songs?
No, because I didn't have to. It's ironic because the fact that you didn't want me to go deep cuts, I had to think a lot less.
Oh, okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Because if I would have went deep cuts, I'd be like, oh, no, this one's slightly better. No, this one's slightly better. This time, I got a couple that could be considered deep, but for the most part... And I didn't go pure pop. There really isn't. You got Pepper, who was in my room last night, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But, I mean, I played ball, and honestly, it was slightly easier playing ball.
Well, see? There you go.
I'm not saying I'm happier about it, because I wouldn't be, like, elitist and be like, I think this song, blah, blah, blah. But that would make me a dick, and I'm not going to be a dick on Justin's show.
But you also have to think about, and this is the one thing that I try to reiterate to people when they come to play, is... The idea is we're introducing this band to somebody.
Exactly. And you're right. You're 100% right.
So, I mean, while it is important to represent what the band is, you also have to find something that's going to hook them. Now, Peter, talk to me about what it was like building your 20.
It wasn't hard. I tried to pick songs that are kind of the more accessible side of the band.
Yeah. Yep.
Instead of, you know, the weird off the wall shit that you should save for later.
Yeah.
I mostly stuck to the most accessible stuff. I had a lot of their straightforward rock stuff on my list.
Yeah.
And I did include a couple of the weird songs because I think, I mean, they need to be part of the conversation.
Yes,
at least
absolutely.
If we're talking about this band, because they are weird.
They're very weird.
They're very.
And so, to Rob's point earlier, he said there isn't a bad Butthole Surfers record. I 100% wholeheartedly actually agree.
Thank you.
That there really isn't a bad Butthole Surfers record. Now, that being said, in the confines of this show, by the time I got to PO'd, I loved PO'd, by the way. Yes, I really did. But by the time I'm at the end of it, I was burnt out.
Burnt out, I bet. Especially since PSY is one of the last songs, and that's just like 30, 40 yeah. minutes.
And I still had Steven and Psychic Powerless at that point, which we ended up cutting from the conversation, but I still had those to get through at the time.
Did you listen to both of them, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
And again, I think they're tremendous. These are really good albums. Is it something that I'm probably going to go back to a lot? Now, Larry Land is never left my lexicon. Like, I constantly still... Larry Land still pops into my rotation.
Using big words like lexicon, I don't know that.
It just something... Rotation.
Gotcha.
We'll use rotation. I think that's better.
Gotta dumb it down a little. My grammar is pretty poor.
But, so building my 20, like, I obviously... There was some... Because Larry Land is what I knew. So, for me, building my 20, Larry Land is where I started. And I was very pleased to see that I ended up having to cut stuff from Larry Land that I thought were for sure in. And I was like, you know, I don't think this is accurate. I don't think that... I think this does that better. And again, some of these were like my favorite songs on Larry Land. And I'm like, well, you know, it doesn't matter. Like, if the band does it better on another album, then I want to pull that one. So now we're going to jump into actual gameplay. Okay. And I got to figure out... Where do I want to start? Like, what is the one that was like, you know what, I'll put this one out here because I've had, this is the one that gets brought up the most when you ask people who was in my room last night.
I got it. It's,
I have it.
Yeah.
That's, it's to me, it's like, it's what Pepper, it's what, it's, it would be a better replacement for Pepper. I wish that would have hit rarer than Pepper.
Right.
Because it's driving, it's just hard, it's rocking, it's a it's just, it's amazing.
Yeah. And I mean, I just feel like that's a can't miss. So, yeah. And clearly I was right, so it's in. All right, we'll go to Peter, and then we'll go to Rob.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go with the one from Hairway to Steven that I was going to throw out there because I just love this song and I wanted to include it. I saw an X-ray of a girl passing gas.
Obviously, I don't have it.
I definitely don't have it.
What's funny about that is, you know, every week I throw out the question, what do you consider essential, you know, whatever band we're going to talk about? Surprisingly, I got that answer a lot. So, I mean, that either it just didn't hit me right or I don't know.
It's definitely the poppiest song on Hairway to Steven. It's very, it shows what's to come.
Yeah.
Because it's very pretty, it's pretty straightforward compared to the other songs on the album.
And I guess.
And it just makes me laugh, just the chorus.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, honestly, like maybe it needed a second listen because when you think about it, well, okay, no, and that's fine. No, you could say that. But like when one of the first things we said is Beavis and Butthead.
Absolutely.
And what is more Beavis and Butthead than...
Oh, yeah, if they would have had a video for that, it probably would have got a Beavis and Butthead.
Exactly.
No question.
So, I mean, you know...
No question.
That's just, you know, a thought. All right, Rob?
All right, I'm going to go with one that's very much a cult classic. It might... It's definitely not the playing ball one, but it's... It might be my favorite Butthole Surfer song. I'm going to go with 22 going on 23.
Oh, no, I don't have it.
I mean,
I don't have it.
Very psychedelic. It's very. They taped off the radio. They actually taped the song off the radio of the woman. Y'all at least know the song, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the woman's like talking about anxiety, depression, blah 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 blah. They taped that off the AM radio and just threw that shit, hijacked it.
Yeah.
And the guitar in that is, especially at the end where he does kind of a solo, it's brain melted. It's mesmerizing. It always gets me.
What's funny is that actually did make my initial cut. Like, I think my initial cut was like 43. And I don't know what it was. It just, I was like, yeah, you know what? I feel like I don't need it. But I really did enjoy that one. So I'm going to bounce this one out here. Go to Locust. Pittsburgh to Lebanon.
I totally got that. Absolutely. I'm surprised you got that.
Yeah?
I definitely got it.
I don't have it.
All right, well, it's in the combo. I had trouble with Locust because I felt like there was in a good way.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out which ones I wanted to cut because, like, a lot of them are like pretty driving and loud and yes. And it's like, yeah, that's what I want.
It's probably my favorite of the Butthole Surfers albums, no question.
And so when it came time to cuts, I was just like, well, I don't know, this one just hits me in the right way. So
we got two for Pittsburgh to Lebanon. That's still in the mix, right?
Right, it's still in the mix for later.
Got you.
All right, Peter.
Okay, so after Electric Larryland, they released Weird Revolution, which was their final album. And at the time, I was just kind of like, eh, I didn't really care for it. I didn't really give it much of a listen, to be honest. So when I came back to it, I found some songs that I really liked on there. And I think this was a single, The Shame of Life.
Oh, man.
Believe it or not, I actually got it. Even though it's not one of my favorites, it's definitely, to me, it's a good introduction to the band.
It's a great tune. I don't have it, but like, yeah.
I got it.
Yeah.
So that's still up in the mix.
It's still up in the mix. I pulled a lot. I don't want to say like the same way with you.
No, it was written by Kid Rock, right?
Oh, really?
No shit. Yeah. Shame of Life was, the song was written by Kid Rock.
That's funny.
And the Butthole Surfers did it.
Word.
Fact.
Fact. I felt the same way when Weird Revolution came out, though I can't really like make the same claim as, you know, like I just kind of ignored it. I remember, Rob, you got it and you really enjoyed it.
I loved it. Actually, what happened with Weird Revolution, I got PO'd about 4 or 5 months, but my first, when I got Butthole Surfers and the rest, I got PO'd about 4 or 5 months before Weird Revolution came out. Josh got it on day one.
Right.
He hated it. And I was like, why am I going to buy it? I'm just going to get off Josh. In about 2 months, I traded him like No Doubt, Rocksteady, and Weezer Green album and got Weird Revolution. So that's a clear win.
Yeah.
Clear win.
Although I do like Rocksteady, but
Rocksteady's high.
Comparatively.
But it can't compare with Weird Revolution.
Yeah. All right. Rob, it's your turn.
All right. Let's go ahead and like get, since we've already did some Locust, let's finish the Locust off. Graveyard Part 2.
Okay. So here's the one. I have both Graveyards.
Okay.
I couldn't decide which one.
I'm not trying to be a dick, but Graveyard Part 2 has, like, it's been covered by so many bands because it's almost the definition of Paul Leary's guitar playing. It bends, it warps. It has, I don't even know how to pronounce this word, but like dissonance. I can't even pronounce. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, it's mesmerizing. Like, Graveyard Part 2 into 22 going to 23, when I play them both back to back, I normally play the whole album. That's the bee's knees for me. I'm good.
All right. Peter?
I don't have it.
Okay, so we'll slide Graveyard 2 over.
Okay.
All right, my turn.
Well, I got some more radio-friendly picks coming up, so I'm not just... we were doing Locust. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned it earlier. Let's trot it out there from PO'd. Revolution Part 2.
Fuck yeah, I got that.
I have that.
Hey!
Awesome!
That's in.
Yeah. Way better than Part 1. Part 1's aight.
Yeah. I mean, any song where you're just, where there's chanting Gary Shandling for no reason, that gets my vote.
You know, there was a version, like, I can't remember if Josh had it or another one of my friends, but they got rid of it. There was a version back in the mid-2000s, and this only lasted for a little bit. I may have just read about it. I don't know if I actually heard it, but there was a version of PO'd where they edited out Gary Shandling's name.
Weird.
I'm not kidding. But I don't own that version. I own like three versions PO'd. So it may just be a rumor, and I may be talking out of my asshole right now.
could be worse, I guess. All right, Peter.
Okay, so I'm a big fan of the songs where Gibby is singing gibberish, kind of like he does in Ministry's Jesus Built My Hot Rod.
Love Ministry.
So one of my picks for a Butthole Surfer song where he does that is Some Dispute Over T-Shirt Sales.
I don't have that.
I don't have it, but I'm not against it. It's honestly Some Dispute Over T-Shirt Sales. And you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like it's the same lyrics as Jesus Built My Hot Rod, the rang, dang, dang. It has some of the same lyrics. It's not the exact same song, but I've always thought that. I could be dead wrong. It also
I think it's just similar gibberish.
Yeah,
just...
it is. Very similar. But I'm just stating that. I don't know. I'm okay with that.
Well, he was the only one who had it, so it's okay, out of the conversation. It's gone.
It's gone.
All right, Rob.
All right. Let's see. Time to be a little more friendly. How about Ulcer Breakout from Electric Ladyland?
Yep, I got it.
Don't.
All right, well, it's still around, though.
Okay. Very driving, very fast, very heavy song. It's good.
You know what? I'm going to stay with Larryland too. And, man, one could argue that it's not necessarily the Butthole Surfer style, but it's inarguable that it is a great track one. Birds.
Yeah, hell yeah. I got that.
I got that.
Oh, nice. Word.
Because that blistering guitar just...
Yeah. Oh, I almost did Who Was It Marie. Yeah, absolutely.
And then...
Just starts it out with a bang.
And what's funny is I've always said, you know, it's a great tone setter. And, like, technically speaking, it's not, because the rest of the album doesn't follow that.
Oh, yeah, Cough Syrup, which is probably my favorite on the album, it goes the opposite direction, a more soft and friendly type.
But in a weird way, it sets the album up perfectly. Like, I don't know what it is, because, again, like, it's not the right tone, but it puts me in the right place.
Okay.
So I don't know, man. Birds is great.
Birds is on there.
It's in. So we've got three in and four to the combo. So we're doing plenty fine here, gents. All right, Peter?
I guess I'll stay on Electric Ladyland, and I'll pick Jingle the Dog's Collar.
No. I love that.
Nah, I'm not a big fan.
And I'm swinging and missing here.
I know, right? I love what's, again, I said before about... you know, I put out that question. Jingle of a Dog's Collar was one of the ones that actually somebody had said. I was like, well, weird. Okay. I love those weird songs on Larryland.
I'm not a huge fan of this song either, but like if I had to pick Jingle, it's similar to me. I'd pick TV Star over Jingle of Dog's Collar.
Thank you, ma'am. My wife delivering the drinkage. All right, Rob.
All right, let's see. Well, since we already mentioned it, cough syrup.
Science. Yeah, I got cough syrup.
I got cough syrup.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of hard not to. Again,
I love the lyrics. I can't walk, so I guess I'm going to stay at home. I've gotten so fucked up before. I feel like that. I felt like that many a time.
Yeah. and I can't talk, so I guess I got nothing to say.
That too. I used to be very silent when I was on a lot of drugs.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
I relate to it in the lyrics.
It's a great track one and two as well.
And I rarely care about lyrics. I'm a music guy before lyrics.
Yeah. All right, so Rob put cough syrup out there.
Yep.
All right, let me... I'm looking for a miss here, but this one definitely stuck out to me. I pulled it in even though I don't think it's necessarily representative of the band. I just really like the song.
Okay.
Jet Fighter.
I do not have that.
I don't have it.
Get gone, Meg.
Yeah, it's gone. I figured, but I don't know. It caught my ear the right way. All right, Peter.
Another straightforward rock song that's kind of like Who Was in My Room Last Night. And then this one to me is almost kind of punk rock sounding. Goofy's Concern.
I got it.
I don't have it, but I'm okay with it.
I got it.
It's one of the
like
few.
The whole song is just, I don't give a fuck about this. I don't give a fuck about that.
Yeah.
So yep. It's one of the very few. There's only a couple, very, very few, where they actually drop an F-bomb.
Mm-hmm.
I know there's another one, but I can't think of it. But there's only like two or three.
Which is funny.
Yeah.
When you think about what the band is.
I'm okay. We'll keep that in the conversation. Yeah, it's not on my list, but hey, it's cool.
You don't have a choice on that. It made two, so it's in the convo.
Okay.
All right, Rob?
All right. You want me to just do a real throwaway that nobody's going to have?
Do whatever you want, man.
Okay, Bong Song from Widower Maker.
No, I don't have that.
No.
Very, very distorted, very driven. Honestly, Justin, I would love for you to re-listen to that because it fucking is heavy, hard, and rocking.
What's funny is I think that it had caught my ear the first time. I'm pretty sure I initially had it.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm doing that good.
But again, by the time I got to PO'd, I was just kind of like listening to stuff. And
Widowmaker and y'all Spotify is in the PO'd.
Right, yeah, sorry. Yeah, I forgot to mention that. Yeah.
To me, it's a separate EP. It's like that.
Yeah, but these new heads like me. All right. I'm going to toss this one out here. Moving to Florida.
No.
I got that.
Hey.
But I will say this, even though I don't got that, I never liked it, will say this, that's one of their most popular songs live, so everybody loves that. I'm being a dick by not liking it. It definitely should be top of the probably going in list. I just never got it.
We'll get around to that. So again, we have four in, and we have six in the conversation. So new Trash Protocol is officially out the window. All right, Peter?
Sticking with that album, Creep in the Cellar.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Amazing.
Now, when we talked about this, Rob.
Awesome.
Okay, so there's Creep in the Cellar and there's In the Cellar.
Yes. I mean, there's two parts. I'm going with part one where they have the backwards violin. Let me tell you the story. I'll be as quick as possible. They recorded over some old audio tape, all right? And it was like some like jamboree-type country band. And they recorded it, and the audio leaked over from the recording. So that violin you hear in Creep in the Cellar, that...
That's not part of it.
But they were too drugged out and lazy to take it out, and it worked perfectly.
Nice.
So, yes, I got that. That's an amazing track.
All right, so just to be clear, Creep in the Cellar?
Yes.
Not In the Cellar?
Yes.
Okay, so Creep in the Cellar. But both of you have it. Okay.
Amazing.
All right. Rob, it's your turn.
Okay. Okay, I'll go more radio-friendly. Anybody have Wooden Song?
I almost had that.
Okay.
Nope.
It gone, man.
It's gone.
It's not stereotypical of my favorite Butthole Surfers, but I just love the. It's another one I love the lyrics on, and it's just like dancing and ceiling fans and shit like that. That's just acid. That's awesome. But it gone, man.
It's gone. He's gone. All right. I'm gonna go back to Weird Revolution. I'm getting the feeling I might have pulled too much from that. But I like this one. Get Down.
Got it.
Nope.
Best song on Weird Revolution, in my opinion.
Really?
Absolutely. Huh. Absolutely. It's just, you know, that's a bold statement. I wanna put myself in check. It's my favorite song from Weird Revolution.
I think I was really pleasantly surprised with Weird Revolution. I mean, technically speaking, I shouldn't have had very much going in. I shouldn't have had an opinion either way, really, because... Shame of Life was pretty much the only thing I'd heard, I think, because I don't think you had ever played this for me. But when you told me ATA was essentially Weird Revolution.
ATA is more like a demo, almost a demo version, rawer version of Weird Revolution.
Right.
And it's debatably better, but obviously that's not in the conversation. Although, for years, it took me a year and a half to find somebody that had a copy and burned me a CD.
Yeah.
And they burned it from a cassette. They took it from a cassette to a CD. But nowadays, and I like this and I hate it at the same time, because how hard I had to work, you can find it on YouTube.
Yeah.
I hate that. I worked so, I never worked harder back in like 10, 15 years ago to get an album on the internet. Now you can just go, bloop.
Ain't it a thing, man. Ain't it a thing.
Ain't no thing but a chicken wing.
All right, Peter.
I'm just going to go with the elephant in the room, Pepper.
You know, that's a nay-no, my brother.
Yeah, he doesn't have... I don't have it either, and I'll tell you why. Because I would not be mad if both of you would have had it, and I would not have been mad had it made it. But, because it's a way better song than it gets credit for, but it has been overplayed. And that was ultimately what dragged it out. But my thought also on this is that I don't know that everybody knows that that's Butthole Surfers. I think people are familiar with the song, but don't know that it's them.
Believe it or not, I've heard people compare it to Beck. like people saying it's a rip off of Beck.
You remember when it came out? That was a huge thing.
Yeah. I don't know. I was like 12 or 13, so I didn't pay much attention to that.
That was a thing.
Yeah, but I heard about it later, yes.
I remember watching on MTV.
I was 13, by the way. Never mind.
Watching MTV, and they do an interview with the Butthole Surfers, and they're like, are we acting like Beck is the first person to ever sample? Like, so
it just sounds like a Beck song, kind of.
Kind of.
You could put Beck in there, and nobody would blink an eye.
Yeah. But, you know,
that could go on Odelay, no doubt.
I honestly could see where this would be in, because it's what brought me to the dance.
I
don't have it though.
Okay. I with all the other tracks we got that are fire.
Yeah.
I do not want Pepper in any way, shape, or form.
Well, it's out. I wanted to give it a little love here because I
got some fire ones on the two lists.
I just feel like it definitely belongs in this conversation.
Well, I just remember when it came out, like I had Independent Worm Saloon, and I thought their sound was mostly like who was in my room last night.
Right.
So Pepper came out. I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay. And then it was a hit. I was like, that's the song that's going to be a hit? Like, not the rock songs? So then I bought the album. Like, the first track was Birds. I was like, okay, like, they're still there.
Yeah.
They're still rocking.
I totally agree with him. We were talking about that earlier. That's awesome.
Yeah. All right. Rob, it is your turn.
Oh, Lord. I'm running out of radio-friendly ones, or I just don't even want to mention. Okay, how about this one? This is probably one, even though it has a fucked up name, it's one of the most friendly ones I PO'd. Golden Showers.
I got it.
I don't.
Yeah. It just, thing about that, it's just very catchy. Like those fucking weak ass saxophones on it, like mm-hmm. burr. I think they're saxophones. It's also apparently they. I didn't study enough about this, but there's something to do with ZZ Top in that song. They stole something, not the whole song, but they stole like something from ZZ Top in that song.
I like that.
And I could care less. ZZ Top's they ain't no Butthole Surfers.
Yeah. All right, my turn.
So we got Golden Showers on the two conversations.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, I'll toss this one out here. Alcohol.
No.
Nope.
All right.
Gown.
Swing and a miss. All right, Peter?
Let's see. I'll go with Radio Friendly, as in probably the most Radio Friendly song that they ever did, TV Star.
I don't have it.
I mentioned that earlier, and I don't have it, but I prefer that over Jingle's Dog Collar, and I'm redundant. I already said that.
What's funny is I just released a cover of that, an acoustic cover of it. I love that song. I really do.
It's not a bad song.
No. All right, Rob?
You know it's about Christina Applegate, right?
Of course.
Okay, just making sure. I got to just throw that
out
there.
I always assumed. I mean, I never had it confirmed.
I didn't realize that until 15 years later.
I mean, who wasn't in love with Kelly Bundy?
Like, right?
Oh, I loved Married with Children. Okay, my turn.
La, 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 la. All right, Rob?
Okay, this one's probably not going to make it. I'm going to end off my PO'd Blind Man.
Oh, no.
Great guitar riff. Amazing guitar riff. I'm sure that's a double no, sweet gown.
Yeah, I don't have it. Blind Man. Gown. All right. Oh, my turn again. Okay. Let me close out my Worm Saloon picks. Dust Devil.
I got it.
You know what? I didn't want to put it, but it's so what the band is kind of like. I actually have it, so. For that bitch on there.
Unanimous.
It's in there. Unanimous with asterisk. I mean, because I don't know if I really want to pick it, but I did.
There you go.
It's in.
We are halfway there, gents. Five are in the conversation. This is really going.
We're running out of list.
That's fine, because we still have a conversation to get the rest of them, too.
Okay.
All right. Peter.
I'm going to go back to Locust Abortion Technician, and this, I don't know if it's going to make it because it's a cover that's not a cover. Sweet Loaf.
I got it.
I do not have it, but that's one of the reasons I didn't even consider it. I know with Justin, he's not a big fan of covers.
Yeah.
And it's basically, it's a better version of a Black Sabbath song.
Oh.
And yeah, I do not have it.
They take the riff, but they sing new lyrics over it. They sure do.
Satan.
Yeah. Any song that starts off with Satan, I'm down with.
And it's one of the only songs they ever mentioned Satan. In fact, they went on interviews that I read and said, "We wish we never did that because people think we're a satanic band and we're more for, they, this is Zach quote, they're more for God. They're not for either, but they would be more for God than Satan. They'd rather go to a happy, well, they basically said they'd rather go to a good place than a hellfire."
Yeah.
So they regretted doing that.
Just to your point earlier, I have 5 songs left. So I don't know where you guys are on yours, but
I got a few.
Okay.
But mine are, I've already gone the friendly ones. Most of mine are probably throwaways.
That's fine. Get them out there in the conversation. It's your turn.
Okay.
That's the point.
This one I'm pretty sure is going to be gone. This is a very early one. They're almost always in their concert set list. Two-parter, or as labeled probably on Spotify, TP-parter.
Oh, no.
It has all the bells and whistles. It's definitely a definitive song of the Butthole Surfers, but it gone.
You know what's funny is I want to say, I don't think it was like 22, but it made my top like 25.
Too bad.
Yep.
It gets the axe, man.
Yep. All right. Let me toss this one out there. We'll stay on the same record. Rembrandt Pussy Horse, which yep. I feel like I needed to say because I hadn't yet.
That's actually from Cream Corn. I just want to add that.
Perry.
Ooh, I want to have it. I don't have it. I would like to have it.
Yeah, same.
But it's not there.
All right. Peter?
Let's see. The last one I got from PO'd is Lonesome Bulldog Part 1.
I know.
Nah.
The Bulldog songs kind of piss me off.
They don't piss me off, but they're more like intro. They're not real songs. They're more like segues.
Yeah.
That's all they are. I can't pick one.
All right.
Besides, back. I like part two or I can't remember two or three is my favorite, but it doesn't matter. They're nah.
All right, Rob.
Let's finish off Rembrandt. How about Mark Says All Right?
That one was another late cut. I don't have
I don't have it.
Great instrumental track from Rembrandt Pussy Horse.
That must have been why I ended up leaving it out.
Yeah.
I'll toss this one out here off of Weird Revolution. I'm feeling like I went too deep on Weird Revolution. Shit Like That.
I got it.
Nice.
I'm going to just say I have it because I just didn't write that down. I got it. Shit Like That's in.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wow, we've got...
That's about the druggiest song, one of the druggiest songs they got.
I have to say, like, we already have 6 in. We got way further than I thought we were going to. All right,
especially with a little bitch like me.
No, that's not. You said that, not me.
You would have said that later.
the butterfly wings is flapping. You understand? All right, Peter.
Okay, the final one of my picks of Gibby singing gibberish. The Omen.
I have it. I have The Omen.
I don't, but it definitely was a late cut.
That song also, doing the show, I realized how much shit that song's bass. It's not directly lifted. That song's based on a hair or heavy thrash metal song from the 80s. And they just fucking ripped it a new butthole. So Butthole Surfers were jacking shit way before Hijackers were. Psychopathic Riders.
Yeah. Ride is ride out. All right,
but yeah, Omen. That's a twofer. I got it.
All right, Rob, your turn.
I'm almost out of list. Period.
Yeah, I got 3 left.
No. Okay, They Came In.
I got it.
I don't have it.
It's in
very paranoid sounding song.
Yeah.
Very good way to end the album.
Yeah. All right. That means I only have 2 left. I'm going to bounce my last one out there from Larryland. Thermidor.
Don't have it, but I wish I did.
All right. Peter?
I got 2 left, and this is my last one from Larryland. And it was also on the soundtrack to Beavis and Butthead to America, The Lord is a Monkey.
God, I love that song.
Got it.
Good. I cut that because I felt like they did it better like on the earlier albums.
But this is a good introduction.
God, yeah, it is. I love The Lord. That was one of the hardest cuts I had to make.
I think that was my last one, too. I think I'm out, man.
All right. So
I'm outy. There ain't no more.
All right, I got 1 left, so I'll bounce it off of you, Peter. In the Cellar.
No.
No. All right.
And, we got the better one that
night. Yeah, it's fine. And... You got one left, Peter? You want to just bounce it out?
Yeah, my last one was Ballad of Naked Man.
That one was a late cut for me, too. Well, like 30-ish. It made my first round.
That's the only one on the list, and I'm ashamed to admit it, is I forgot how it even sounded. That's the only one we mentioned. So I definitely don't have it.
All right, so we have six all the way through. Who was in my room last night? Dust Devil, Revolution Part 2,
awesome.
Birds, awesome. Cough Syrup, and Shit Like That. Awesome. Those are the unanimous decisions. Okay. Now we got to get four out of these. Pittsburgh to Lebanon, Graveyard Part 2, The Shame of Life, Get Down, Ulcer Breakout, The Lord is a Monkey, They Came In, The Omen, Sweet Loaf, Golden Showers, Creep in the Cellar, Moving to Florida.
Okay, like, shouldn't we all just pick one and then the rest be, debate on the last one?
Well, here's, I feel like we should cut stuff. Now, we've got two from Larry Land.
I'd cut both from Larry Land. We got enough on the Larry Land list.
Yeah,
gone.
I feel like Birds and Cough Syrup takes the cake. Yeah. I don't, you know, as much as
bye
I
bye
love
Larry Land.
Yeah, as much as I love Breakout and Lord is a Monkey.
We don't, I don't, because if we have all Larry Land, we're going to look like kind of posers. And I hate to use that term.
All right. And as much as I love Goofy's Concern, we have Who's in My Room Last and Dust Devil already.
Yeah, gone.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. See, that makes it a little bit easier. How much Weird Revolution do we want? Because we already got Shit Like That in unanimously. But The Shame of Life, Get Down, and They Came In are still around.
We definitely need one more.
Okay, so which two do we shake out then? Shame of Life, Get Down, or They Came In?
Probably Shame of Life.
You mean
get rid of, right?
Right. Yeah. I tend to agree.
Yeah.
Shame of Life.
Probably Shame of Life.
Even though it's an incredible track.
I had it on my list.
Yeah. It's way better than you think it is.
I'm willing to let that go now that I've learned that Kid Rock had something to do with it.
Ba wa ta ba, baby. All right, so which one joins Shit Like That? Get Down or They Came In? I had both.
I had both.
Let's do this.
Let Peter decide. Which one?
We
both had both.
Let's see. Mentally playing the songs in my head right now. I would say They Came In, because, like you said before, like, that's an awesome way to close the album.
Absolutely. They Came In. I 100% agree with them.
All right, so let's do that. Plop They Came In over. Drop Get Down.
How many more do we got?
I think three, because I think that was seven.
Well, I want to throw one that I'm going to fight hard for. I want Graveyard Part 2 in. I want it in. It's very definitive of the man.
So, I had it, but if we pull that, how about we do this? Because we have four here from Locust. Shit. Yeah, we have four here from Locust. Let me see. What do we have? Seven through all the way? Members? Yeah. Make sure. Yeah, seven through all the way. Let's cut half of these from Locust.
What are the four?
So it's Pittsburgh to Lebanon.
Awesome.
Graveyard Part 2.
Awesome.
The Omen.
Awesome.
And Sweet Loaf.
Sweet Loaf gone. That's a cover. That shouldn't even be in the conversation. That gone.
I think I tend to agree.
All three of the other ones are amazing, but I'm gonna throw out The Omen.
How do you feel, Peter?
I don't know. I like that one the most out of the three.
I'll throw out Pittsburgh, Lebanon, or whatever.
Here, let me get a. I'm gonna play a little bit so I can make an informed decision. Takes a second to get going. Yeah.
Fucking awesome! It's like Delta Blues on acid.
Yeah. And then the other one. Let me hear. Because this one was on the cusp of my list anyway.
This one's very punk and very gibberish. I love it too.
Okay, so do we have anything already kind of out there? I feel like we've been pretty straightforward.
I, like I say, I'm diehard for Graveyard Part 2. That needs to be on the list.
I don't think we have a disagree. I think the conversation is either Pittsburgh or The Omen. And right now I'm leaning Omen because...
I'm fine with that. Bye-bye, Pittsburgh, as much as I love you.
I feel like we have straightforward covered.
That's fine.
All right, so we'll pull Graveyard Part 2. Okay. Pull The Omen.
Oh, Graveyard Part 2 is gone?
No, it's in.
Okay, awesome.
So now we have 9. Okay.
Creep in the Cellar is my nomination for the last one. straight up.
Now, I don't disagree, because I feel like we can lose... We have Revolution Part 2. We can probably lose Golden
you
Showers.
You had In the Cellar, so you basically almost had the song anyway. Yeah. So it should get like 2.5 points.
Well, I mean, the conversation becomes Creep in the Cellar versus Moving to Florida.
I want Creep in the Cellar, but it doesn't matter what I want. It's
well, you got
want.
You guys had it, so...
If, and you almost had it, so right. it should win out.
My question to you, Peter, if... Because you had both. Creep in the Cellar or Moving to Florida?
I might be slightly biased here, but I would want to keep Moving to Florida.
See? This is why we ask.
Justin, you're the deciding factor.
See, it's weird. That's why I liked it.
Always found it kind of stupid. And I'm not saying a lot of songs aren't from them, but I just never got it. But I'm okay with it. It's like I say, it's always in their set list. That yeah. is, it really is. Awesome.
I don't know. Now that I'm listening, I don't feel like we have...
Hear that backwards violin I was talking about?
Yeah.
Why don't we flip a coin for one time in the show?
I don't know. After listening to them, as much as I love Moving to Florida, I'm leaning towards Creep.
Done. Creep in the Cellar. Two votes.
Let's see. Yeah. As always, I recommend, if you're listening to this, making a playlist with all of these songs that we've mentioned in to get the...
Fucking awesome list, by the way.
To get the full effect of... And then take the deep dive into the whole... I don't recommend listening to Butthole Surfers after Butthole Surfers after Butthole Surfers albums, because you will get burnt out. But
they got a bunch.
But they've got a bunch of albums that you, if you like this list, you will enjoy. Just don't try to take it all in at once. All right, let me run this down, and then we'll get to the next part. Who was in my room last night? Mm-hmm. Dust Devil. Mm-hmm. Revolution Part 2. Mm-hmm. Birds. Mm-hmm. Cough Syrup. Mm-hmm. The Omen. Mm-hmm. Graveyard. Graveyard Part 2, yeah, sorry. Creep in the Cellar, mm-hmm. They Came In, mm-hmm. And shit like that.
Perfect, I love it.
I think that's a pretty good introduction to the band.
Great. It gives you both from each side. It gives you the ones from the old school side and the new school. Mm-hmm. It's a great combination.
There's a little weird in there, and a lot of melty, and I think that's a pretty accurate description. All right, so now is the next part. We have to pick the number one with a bullet. And I will. I don't care how many times I'll explain this. I don't care how many times people have heard me explain this. There's one reason and one reason only we do the number one with a bullet. Because every year I do a best of that year with Alfredo Torres. And so when the best of 2017 came up and I picked a song from every artist that we did, all he did was shit on my list. So... This year, I've put it upon our panel members to make the decision, so when he gets upset at me, he can be upset at everybody and not just me. So, Peter, if you had to put a number one in the with a bullet, which one would it be?
Who was in my room last night? No question.
I feel like...
Honestly, Graveyard Part 2 is what I want, but that's the one. That's the best one to pick. I agree with Peter.
I can't disagree, you know?
I want Graveyard Part 2 is my favorite on the list, but fuck it. Who Was in My Room is a great introduction.
I think that's the one you go, you should listen to this. And yeah. Again, like, I think that was the one I got most when I asked that question, was Who Was in My Room last night. So yeah. We're going to go with that one. That's our number one with a
down,
bullet.
Down with that.
A quick aside, if you like that song, check YouTube. Trent Reznor did a remix of that song, and it... He managed to make it rock even harder.
That's awesome.
Very nice. Very nice indeed. Well, this went swimmingly, gents. Mm-hmm. Like, see how much more fun it is to play ball, Rob?
It was fun.
Yeah.
I didn't feel all bitter after the end of this one. This was fun.
Take that, James Duval.
Looking at you, too, with both of y'all.
Hell.
Damn.
I was in between. I had weird picks, and I dove in, but I also, again, in my own defense, did not know what the show was quite yet, because it was really early.
I'm happy I played ball.
Yeah.
You're my brother, and I love doing this.
See, now when bands come up that you might want to talk about, I can be like, hey, Rob, you want to do this?
Maybe.
Although we've probably done all the ones that you would have.
Yeah, and after y'all, I'm glad I wasn't on for a couple of them, because I could not have played ball, but this list came out great.
So we'll talk about this real quick. Some of the bands that he would have done, Primus.
Ween, of course.
Ween, Faith No More.
Maybe. Yes, yeah. I'd rather do Mr. Bungle, but there ain't nobody fucking with that.
Yeah. And then Flaming Lips.
Of course.
Just as an aside, Flaming Lips and Faith No More, Peter was on the panel for that.
Cool.
Just funny how it all plays out. So as we start wrapping up here, I want to wrap you into everything that I'm doing. I want to give you a nice audio hug every day. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin. $1 a month. If you pledge that to me and you pledge your undying allegiance to what I am doing, first of all, I'll love you forever. That's not an exaggeration. I will. But you also get the deprogrammed podcast 3 full days before the rest of the world. You get the Oh Hi Justin pod a full week before the rest of the world, and that's daily. I come out Monday through Friday. I tell you whatever's on my mind, and it is what it is. It's 10 minutes worth of Justin, and it's daily. You'll love it. Also, the WrestlePals pod comes out on Thursday mornings. First thing, you'll get it immediately. You also get whatever these ghouls demos I'm working on, which I hope to work on more. Whatever side projects I'm coming up, there's projects. You can help support what I'm doing. You can help me make this a job. Let's boil it down to what it is. I want this to be my job. I want Oh Hi Justin to be my job, and you can help me get there. Patreon.com/OhHiJustin. Thank you so much for listening. I appreciate it. Gents, we're on out of here. You want to say goodbye to the people?
Deuces.
Bye, y'all.
All right. With that being said, Butthole Surfers, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Bye.